Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Quarterback Michael Vick's preseason is most likely over after his rib injury that he suffered Monday night against the New England Patriots. However, it will not keep him out of regular season action. But what happens this Friday when the Eagles travel to Cleveland to play the Browns in their third preseason game? Rookie third-round pick Nick Foles, who has played outstanding so far in the preseason, will start at quarterback and could potentially play through the entire first half. Foles talked about the opportunity and how he just wants to build upon what he's learned so far in his first two preseason games.
I want to, you know, one play at a time, move the ball, and the most, you know, we want to put points on the board. However, you know, we do that. So it's really just executing the plays one play at a time and just continue to excel, continue to, you know, gain comfort in the offense and show, you know, the guys around me that, you know, I can go out there and play and play at a high level with them. I mean, we have a lot of great veterans that were out there with me the other day, you know, and it helps to have those guys around. So just going out there playing one play at a time and executing our offense and moving the ball, that's the most important thing.
There will be another rookie in the starting lineup on Friday night as Dennis Kelly, the fifth-round pick out of Purdue, will start at right tackle for Todd Harriman, who will be away from the team attending a funeral. Kelly has taken to offensive line coach Howard Mudge's style and technique very quickly, and he's looking forward to this chance to play with the ones.
You know, it's good. You know, it's exciting. Like back in camp when Todd got banged up a little bit, they gave me the opportunity to work with the ones, and I think it gives me a little bit more confidence in that they trust me a little bit. And, you know, being with the team, it's always fun to be able to go with the one, so very excited.
Defensive tackle Colin Jenkins realized early on Tuesday morning that he had made headlines for his verbal altercation with head coach Andy Reid on the sidelines of Monday night's game against New England. Jenkins said on Wednesday that he and Reid have talked numerous times since, and it's the fact that the two are very passionate, want to get on the same page, and get things turned around to get the 2012 season started on the right note.
It caused a reaction, you know, through the whole team. You know, everybody, you know, is going to feed off of his emotion, you know, and I think I think the team really started playing a lot better, you know, after that point too. And, you know, that's something that, you know, heck, we just need to play like that, you know, all the time. You know, everybody needs to carry emotion like that, you know, throughout the year.
Our live coverage of the Eagles-Browns game begins Friday night at 7 p.m. with the kickoff show right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We'll have in-game updates as well as the post-game show presented by Rico. Reporting from the NovaCare Complex in South Philadelphia, I'm Chris McPherson. Have a great night, everyone.